Well, he's had a wonderful trip over there watching the old side that he played a long, long time for. George Gregan joins us now. George, you must be thrilled for them, mate. Good morning.
Oh, I'm really thrilled for them. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. But I was so proud of the way the team played against Argentina to get themselves into that final of the Rugby World Cup.
The forwards have been fantastic, George. I know you think it's all about the halves and the flashy backs, mate, but geez, the pigs are looking like pigs.
Yeah, the forwards are doing a great job. But no, like I've always known that as a 9 and a 10, and all the backs understand a lot of the work they do is off the back of the work done up front by the 8. But I think what's been most impressive is not just how well the tight fives work, particularly at set piece and scrum time, but how well the back rows work together. Mm. I think that's a huge point of difference, and it's really noticeable with all the Southern Hemisphere teams, particularly this Wallaby team. Yeah, that combination of Fardy, Hooper and Pocock is, it's world class.
Yeah, we had Scott on yesterday. Geez, modest. He's had one hell of a World Cup.
Yeah, well, Scott Fardy, he's sort of the unsung hero of that back row. Not that they go looking for any sort of accolades, but he deserves a lot for them. But he just goes about his work. His consistency and his performance is outstanding. And he does a lot of work, which as a player and that playing group, they really do appreciate. And he just works himself to a standstill like he did on the weekend. And then he does that, and then someone like Ben McCowman comes on and helps finish the game. So, no, there's a real squad mentality, and that modesty, it's a great thing to see.
How do you rate the All Blacks' performances so far? Like, are they at the peak of their powers, George, or are we a sneaky chance?
Oh, I wouldn't say they're at the peak of their powers. They can pull out a wonderful performance like we've experienced over the last few years when we've played them at Eden Park. But the good thing is we're not playing at Eden Park. It's a World Cup final, which is totally different. What's in the past doesn't really matter. It's all about the here and now. And this Wallaby team is definitely a chance. I think the All Blacks and the Wallabies have probably put the two best performances in the World Cup. I thought the All Blacks played so well for probably 50 minutes against France. In a quarter final where they were just outstanding, they just blew them off the park, particularly when Picanai, the big number 8 from France, went into the sin bin. They just stepped it up that All Black gear. Mm. But I thought the Wallabies' performance in the first half against England a few weeks back, maybe 3 weeks ago, was sublime. You couldn't have scripted a better and executed a better 40 minutes than what they did in that first half under extreme pressure against England. So they're two teams which know how to find that next level of play. And that next level of, urgency and execution which you require to become a world champion.
Yeah, I mean, how much extra do they have to find, George? I would say against the Scots and Argentina, that's probably been the most errors we've seen from the Wallabies.
Yeah, the Scots game, it's funny. Like, a lot of being spoken at the Scots, I've sort of been pretty silent on it because, it's in the past. But to be fair, with the Scots game, they were given two tries. Mm. One was from a charge down, one was from intercepts. Yep. You could say we got an intercept against Argentina, but that was probably forced through defence as well. But, intercepts are sort of opportunistic tries, but we created a lot of tries. We created some wonderful tries against Scotland and probably left a couple out there too. I think Drew Mitchell dropped one straight over the line, which was unfortunate to create a great start. So there's a lot of positives out of that Scottish game. And it's a hard game, a quarter final, with a team which is an underdog, which Scotland were, and they're going to give everything they can. So to come through that really helps you. And there's errors. Like the All Blacks haven't played perfect rugby. They've had a lot of errors going. I watched all their pool games and they had a lot of uncharacteristic forced and unforced errors and handling errors. And they eradicated those against France and just played superbly. But, it was greasy conditions against South Africa and there were a few errors there, but they chose to probably use the ball on the foot to play a better kicking game and a territory game. But both teams can score lots of points. And to beat New Zealand, you have to score points. You have to back yourself in attack. And this Wallaby team will back themselves in attack. We've seen some wonderful tries they've scored from first phase and from broken play as well.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with George Gregan. George, what did you make of the incident with Richie McCaw and the South African forward Lowe, who ended up with, after the game, he ended up with 16 stitches, but we don't know how he got it. Did Richie get away with one there?
No, I think it's awesome. Once we start going to trial by social media, it's a sad state of the sport. I actually don't want to talk about it anymore. I think it's a bit ridiculous, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, we're going to beat the best team out there, which is a fantastic thing. We've spoken so long and hard, George, and I know we have covered it, but the physicality was a word of old, really. I mean, we just see this tough unit, but that expansive play. So everything they've done has sort of captured the imagination and the belief again in rugby, I think, in this country.
Oh, it has. You know, like they've spoken, Michael Checker and the team, about identity and all those things which go with the Wallaby team. It's a team that they want to play in a certain style and they want the supporters to be proud of. And I think that's definitely the case. They've achieved that. If they can put in the performance of their lives and become world champions after a big 80-minute-plus performance against the All Blacks, that would be the icing on the cake. But they've definitely won supporters by the way they've carried themselves on and off the field, but particularly with their style of play.
George, if you could, if you were the skipper of this side and you're about to run out there on Sunday morning our time, what would be your final key message to the guys?
I enjoy the moment, like soak it all up because it's a great atmosphere. It's a World Cup final, so you've worked really hard to, you know, to put yourself in a position to get on the field and experience what is a unique atmosphere. It's the biggest game of your life. But then once you've done that, just you got to recalibrate and remember the quicker you get back into realising it's just another game of rugby. It is, you know, the kickoff goes. You got to catch the kickoff. You got to go through your skills that you've been doing since you're a kid, but do them as well as you possibly can. That's what's important. The quicker you settle down into playing the game like it should be played, you're away. It is another game, to be fair. Like, you can get caught up with all the other stuff and forget that it is a game that you need to play and you need to play the game of your life. But if you're not focusing on the small things which matter, then you're no chance.
Mate, much admiration for David Pocock. He finished with a bent nose the other day and he's got the bruising under the eyes, but is he the world's best at the moment?
Oh, I think, you know, there's plenty of people debate it, but his impact in this World Cup has been huge. Like, you just saw his absence against Scotland. We didn't have the same presence at the breakdown. We didn't force as many turnovers. And, you know, the team obviously suffered to a degree because of that. And that's probably too strong a word, suffer. They still played very well. But when he, like, I'll put this in perspective, I haven't seen the numbers since this last game, but before the last game, he'd forced 7 turnovers himself and he'd actually got penalties. So he'd had 14 turnovers beat by himself with a pilfer or a turnover penalty. And the rest of the players in the Wallaby team had created 11. And I think he created a few more on the weekend. He is that important to the team. Just by the pressure he creates at the breakdown, his decisions that he makes, and also just reinforces the defensive line. He makes some great scrambling defence as well. He makes the players around him. I think the biggest compliment you can pay someone like David Pocock is he makes the players around him play better and feel better about what they can do on the field.
Give us a scoreline.
I'll say Australia by less than 5. I think it'll go down to the wire. I think it'll be really, really tight. I think we can do it. I think the Wallabies can beat them. Yeah. And I think that man Pocock and that trio we spoke about will beat the All Blacks at the breakdown. I think when we beat them in Sydney this year, we've beaten them once, they've beaten us once. But when we beat them in Sydney, we beat them at the breakdown. And I think the Wallabies will do that on the weekend. And that goes a long way to winning games in the modern game for sure. Always will, but even more so in the modern game.
George, you're a good man, mate. We loved your contribution. Listen, I saw a few blokes come back from the Ashes commentating and they were there for far too long and they'd put on at least 5 kegs. How are you going, mate? 80 k's your fighting weight. Where are you sitting?
Mate, I actually ran in a few of the Fremantle Dockers and my old trainer, Jason Weber, looks after their conditioning. My biggest concern was always keeping weight on, so my issue isn't that way, mate. I'm a little African bushman, mate. My biggest thing's keeping weight on.
Well, half your luck.
Yeah. And, mate, you've been there that long, you're starting to get an English accent.
I've been working on my accent somewhere, mate.
Hey, George, thanks for your time, mate. Really enjoyed your comments right throughout the World Cup on Fox Sports and look forward to this week and the countdown and also the big game come Sunday morning our time.
Oh, thanks, guys. Can't wait myself. I'm looking forward to hopefully another World Cup for Australia. We've done it in netball. We've done it in cricket. Hopefully it can be a trifecta.
Exactly.
That'd be great. Thanks,
George. Good
on
you, George. See you soon.
Cheers, guys.